The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The Great Pink Run is back. And joining me today is Anne Nolan, who is, of course, one of Ireland's most successful musical exports, as well as being an ambassador for the Pink Run. She's a Nolan sister. She is co-author of Stronger Together, which she wrote with her sister, Linda. And she's here to discuss why she's taking part and the importance of awareness. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Can you remind us of your experience, both you personally and your sisters, with cancer? Because it has been an extraordinarily difficult and challenging one.
It has, certainly, yes. So in the year 2000, in April of that year, I found I had a lump on my breast. I'd had lumps on my breast for years, since I was 29. I had one removed when I was 29, and that was benign. And then every year since, I'd had lumps, and I'd always been gone straight to the doctor, and they'd always been benign. And then in the year 2000, I found one, and actually, I didn't find the cancerous one. I found two lumps in my breast. I went to the doctor with that, and she found another one, which I hadn't actually found. It was deeper in my breast. And that was that turned out to be the cancerous one. And I went through chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and I had an operation, lumpectomy. I didn't have to have a mastectomy. And 20 years later, almost to the day, in April 2020, I came back off a cruise with my sisters that we'd been filming on, and I found a lump again and went straight to the doctor again, and that turned out also to be cancer. Previous to my second cancer, my sister Bernie had a cancer. She had a mastectomy, the cancer came back, I think, a year later. And unfortunately, it metastasized and it went all over her body. And I think she lived for another 2 years. And then, unfortunately, we lost her. Before Bernie died, actually, Linda found a lump in her breast. And she went to the doctor also, and it was cancerous. And she had also had a mastectomy. And hers came back a couple of years ago. She had a fall, actually, and they discovered that she had cancer in her hip. But that was fine. That was treated, and it was fine. But then it metastasized, and it's now in her liver. But it's treatable, thank God. She's having treatment still for it, and it's just a case of she just goes for scans every 3 months, and hopefully she'll live for another, you know, for as long as she wants to. My second cancer, thank God, as I said, is it's not, you know, I'm not clear because it's 5 years before you're clear, but they've told me that the cancer is not there anymore, and I just have to have a treatment every 6 months to stop it coming back in the bones. But other than that, I'm fine. Everything's good at the moment.
And do you know why? Is there a particular reason? Have the doctors been able to establish why all three of you would have had such a dramatic and awful experience with cancer?
No, not really. We've been examined for the BRCA gene, which is the most common gene that people have. Lots of, you know, different. If a lot of women in one family, they normally have the BRCA gene, but we haven't got that. So they've told us that there are 30. Rogue genes that they don't even know all of what they all are, and they think that we may have one of those, and they also think that it could be coming from our dad's side, because a lot of the females on my dad's side have had breast cancer, whereas on my mum's side none of the females have had breast cancer. So it could actually be coming from the male side of the family, not the female side. And also, we've got three other sisters, and that, you know, thank goodness, none of them have had any breast cancer in their lives at all.
Do you feel a great sense of unfairness?
No. That's not unfair. You know, people have gone through a lot worse than we have. The families have had the whole family with cancer and dying of cancer. And, you know, I've got friends who've got little children with, you know, one of my friends has got a little girl who's got leukemia. She's had it for about 8 years since she was about three. And she keeps coming and going and relapsing, and it's awful. No, I don't think it's unfair. You know, I don't think that's the word to put on it. Maybe unlucky, but not unfair.
And how do you put it out of your mind in the periods when it doesn't have to be at the forefront of your mind? When you describe the once every 6 months getting treatment, you describe waiting to the 5 year clear period. I know a lot of people will have that experience of keeping the fingers crossed until they get that 5 year threshold. Are you able to just put it out of the mind during those gaps?
Well, the first time round, funnily enough, I was able to, but I think this time round, because I had my cancer during the COVID pandemic, and I suffered great anxiety because I wasn't allowed to go out, I had to stay indoors, I wasn't allowed to see anybody or touch anybody because, I was told that if I contacted COVID during my chemotherapy treatment, it would be fatal. So I couldn't see anybody. So I think that was a horrendous time, and I ended up having massive anxiety, which I have counselling for. And I think this time it's harder for me not to think about it. Like when I wake up in the morning, if I get a pain in my toe, even I think, oh my goodness, is that the cancer coming back? But that's just natural. That's normal when you've had a life-threatening disease. You're going to have those thoughts. The best thing to do is to kind of address the thought. Say, yeah, okay, I've had the thought. Now go away. I'm going to think of nicer things now. And try and concentrate on the things that make you happy. You know, I have a lot of things in my life that make me happy. I've got 3 wonderful grandchildren, 2 wonderful daughters. I'm still singing. Not really singing, but I'm still, in show business. I've just retired from my day job, which is amazing. So at the moment, that's what I try to concentrate on, the things that make me happy. And if I find myself lapsing into thinking about cancer and thinking about it might come back, I think about it, I address it, and then I try to forget about it. But it is difficult.
In that context, you could be forgiven for saying, I have enough on my plate and don't need to go being an ambassador and worrying about others. How come you decided to be the ambassador for the Great Pink Run?
Well, because we've been through it all. And I think, somebody who's been through it understands it more, understands how people feel, understands how important it is for awareness of breast cancer, and also, I think, understands how desperately we need money for research, because I think research is, if we can find out why we get cancer, we can make it, instead of a life-threatening disease, we can make it a treatable illness, that we can cure, not cure maybe, but keep at bay. So I think that's the main reason why we decided, and we were very kindly asked, would we like to do it? And we absolutely said yes, of course.
The run itself is virtual. It's on the 16th and 17th of October. And if you want to get involved, you can join online through breastcancerireland.com. And apart from people getting involved in the Great Pink Run, and from your own experience, from Bernie's experience, from Linda's experience, what is it that you would want people to either know or be aware of in relation to cancer?
Well, I mean, especially with breast cancer, because, you can feel it, you can see it. So if you find a lump, and I know people are worried, I mean, even now I think to myself, gosh, if I find another lump, I don't want to know, But the thing is, if it is cancerous, it's not going to go away. It's going to stay, and it's going to get worse if you don't have it treated quickly. And also, if you go to the doctor and then it's not cancer, it's just a cyst, you've got all that relief that you don't need, you don't need to live with the thought that it might be cancer. So it's a win-win situation going to the doctor when you find something in your breast, whether it's an abnormality, how it looks, or finding an actual lump. So it's vital that you go to the doctors.
It has been a great pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you very much for coming on the show.